Perhaps the most significant effect of the Renaissance was the widespread access it opened to ideas. One of the most persistent concepts we still associate with the period is that of Renaissance men, individuals who harnessed the technologies and creative energy of the time to put most of the current body of knowledge at their fingertips. These people wrote, but just as importantly, they read and corresponded with others, building on that interaction and exchange of ideas to synthesize and develop their own. We may be standing in the midst of another Renaissance. Computers, the internet, and other forms of online communications, and a widespread spirit of creativity have come together during our time to give anyone with a desire to connect a worldwide audience for their talents, and millions are taking advantage of the opportunity. Many whose fifth grade teachers might have considered them both illiterate and devoid of artistic talent are today busily learning to organize and publish the products of their creative energies in electronic form, daring to offer their ideas to a potential audience of millions. The age of the Renaissance person may have returned. The sum of human thought and knowledge, from classical literature to the most recent discoveries of science, can be literally at the fingertips of anyone with the desire to master the skills and a little technology. The spirit of the Renaissance seems also to be returning. Just as the men of arts and letters of that former era were willing, sometimes even eager, to correspond with those interested in their ideas, many of today's leading philosophers, writers, and researchers participate in electronic discussion groups and gladly respond to thoughtful emails. Who will be the next Da Vinci, the next Bacon, the next Jefferson? It's very possible they're online today.